Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at kosai.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Real ghost stories from real people. This is Into the Paranormal with Tony Bruschi.
There are places in this world that seem to hold on to their secrets, rooms where the air feels heavier, shadows seem darker, and time itself feels slower. One such place exists above a bustling pub in a small neighborhood where history, tragedy, and whispers of the supernatural collide. In tonight's story, we hear from Liam, a former bartender whose experiences defy explanation. At first, the unsettling occurrences seemed like tricks of the imagination. An unexpected chill, faint laughter where there should be silence, and doors that moved as if touched by unseen hands. But as the weeks passed, these subtle intrusions evolved into something much darker, a force that couldn't be ignored. Was it a figment of his mind shaped by exhaustion and late-night shifts? Or was it something older tied to the tragedies etched into the building's walls? Liam's story takes us deep into the heart of one man's confrontation with the unknown and his ultimate defiance. Let's get to the letter. They write, I've spent years trying to forget what happened at that pub, but it feels like the memories won't let me go. It was just supposed to be a job, something to help me pay the bills and get by. I never imagined it would leave me questioning what's real and what's not. The pub itself was charming, lively, and warm on the surface. Nestled in a quiet neighborhood, it was a popular spot for locals. But there was always something odd about the third floor. It wasn't openly talked about, but you could sense it when you were up there alone. A kind of silence that felt heavy, like the air was pressing down on you. I worked the closing shift most nights, which meant cleaning up long after the crowds had gone. The third floor housed a storage room and the bathrooms, so I had to go up there often. At first, it was nothing, just a feeling, like someone was watching me. I'd chalk it up to tiredness or my imagination. But then, the temperature would drop in patches, not evenly like with a draft, but sudden, biting cold that made my skin crawl. I remember one of the first moments I couldn't explain. It was late, and I was alone upstairs, gathering some plates from storage. I swear I heard faint laughter, almost like a child's, coming from the hallway. My rational mind tried to dismiss it. Maybe it was someone downstairs or the wind. But when I stepped out to check, the hallway was empty and the sound stopped. I didn't tell anyone that night, but I must have looked pale when I got back to the bar. One of my co-workers, Tracy, asked if I was okay. I told her it was nothing, but she gave me a knowing look. Later, she admitted she hated going up there, too. She said the place just felt wrong. Over the next few weeks, the oddities grew. Doors that were firmly locked would rattle like someone was trying to get in. I'd see shadows out of the corner of my eye, but when I turned, nothing was there. Once, I swear, I saw a figure standing at the far end of the hallway, but it vanished when I blinked. I tried to laugh it off with the others, but deep down, It unsettled me more than I wanted to admit. The breaking point came one Saturday night after closing. We had just finished serving, and I'd stepped outside for a quick smoke. Tracy was still upstairs cleaning up, and a few late-night stragglers were wandering around. Two guys, clearly drunk, decided it would be funny to knock on the third-floor storage door. It's a heavy old door that's always kept locked, so I didn't think much of it until it slammed outward with a force that could have knocked them over. The guys ran down the stairs, their faces pale with fear. I rushed upstairs, heart pounding, and found Tracy standing frozen at the bar entrance. Her face was pale, and she was staring at the door, her eyes wide with disbelief. She finally managed to whisper, "Someone kicked back." I'll never forget the look on her face. It wasn't just fear, it was shock, like she couldn't believe what had just happened. I felt the chill then, too, a cold spot that made my breath visible, even though the rest of the room was warm. I tried to comfort her, telling her it must have been the wind or the door shifting on its hinges. But even I didn't believe it. That night after Tracy left, I stayed behind to finish cleaning. The silence on the third floor was unbearable, but I forced myself to go back up. I told myself I wouldn't let fear get the better of me. But deep down, I knew something was wrong with that place. After Tracy left, I was alone in the bar. The warmth of the lower floors felt worlds away as I climbed the stairs to the third floor. My mind kept replaying what she'd said. "Someone kicked back." It was impossible, wasn't it? And yet standing there, the silence felt alive, like it was waiting for me to make a mistake. I told myself to focus on the task at hand, cleaning the bathrooms. The men's room was my first stop. It was quiet, and apart from the faint smell of beer and cleaning solution, nothing seemed unusual. I worked quickly, scrubbing the urinal tank and wiping down the sinks. Then I turned to the mirror to clean it, and that's when I saw him. At first, I thought it was my reflection playing tricks on me. A man stood in the mirror behind me, grinning. His face was pale, unshaven, with dark eyes that felt like they were boring into my soul. He wore a faded blue shirt and slacks, ordinary clothes that somehow made the sight of him even more terrifying. I spun around, heart pounding, but the room was empty. No sound, no movement, just me and the cold air pressing against my skin. When I turned back to the mirror, he was still there, standing behind me, grinning that same malicious grin. I don't know what came over me, but I yelled at him. "Pchenak, off!" I shouted, my voice echoing in the empty bathroom. He didn't move. He didn't disappear. He just stood there, grinning as if mocking me. I decided I wasn't going to let him intimidate me. With every ounce of courage I had, I walked past where he'd been standing, grabbed the trash bag from the corner, and left the bathroom. His laughter followed me, faint and chilling, but by the time I reached the stairs, it had faded completely. When I got home that night, I couldn't stop shaking. My girlfriend at the time immediately knew something was wrong. She didn't press me for details, just held me as I tried to make sense of what had happened. I didn't sleep that night, and the images of his face stayed with me for days. I kept working at the pub, but something had shifted. I couldn't shake the feeling that he was still there, waiting for me to let my guard down. My coworkers reported more strange occurrences too, objects moving on their own, footsteps when no one was around, and that unrelenting sense of being watched. Then one night, I saw him again. It was a quiet shift, and I was finishing up the cleaning. This time he didn't appear in the mirror. He stood at the far end of the hallway, laughing softly. I froze, every instinct screaming at me to run, but I forced myself to walk toward him. He didn't move. He just stood there, grinning as if he owned the space. When I got closer, he faded, like smoke dissolving into the air. The temperature returned to normal and the laughter stopped. That was the last time I saw him. I still visit the pub occasionally, but I avoid the third floor. I've told my story to a few people and everyone has their theories. Some say it was stress. Others believe it was a ghost tied to the building's history. I don't know what to believe. All I know is that I haven't felt his presence since that last night, and I hope I never do again. Thanks for reading my story, Tony. I'd like to think this is the end of it, but part of me can't help wondering, What if he's still there, waiting for someone else to notice him? Sincerely, Liam, there's something deeply unsettling about Liam's story. It's not just the cold spots or the shadowy figure. It's the persistence of the entity. It's deliberate actions and the psychological toll it took on him and his co-workers. Liam's account raises an important question. What happens when an unseen force refuses to be ignored? Some might argue that stress or exhaustion could explain these events. Long shifts, late hours, and an already eerie environment can prime the mind to misinterpret natural occurrences. Shadowy figures and faint laughter could be manifestations of sleep deprivation or heightened anxiety. The mirror reflection, though terrifying, could be a trick of the mind, a phenomenon known as the Caputo effect, where prolonged gazing into a mirror creates illusions of distorted faces. But what about the laughter that Tracy and others heard? The door that slammed outward with a force no prankster could replicate? And the figure who seemed to defy all logic, standing solidly in the reflection and later fading into thin air? These elements suggest something far beyond the psychological, something tied to the energy of the place itself. It's not unusual for historic buildings to carry an air of mystery. The stories of past tragedies combined with years of human emotion can create a kind of imprint, an echo of the lives once lived there. But this figure, grinning, malicious, and seemingly interactive, suggests an intelligence behind the haunting. Whether a restless spirit, a malevolent force, or something even darker, it seemed determined to make its presence known. Perhaps the most striking part of Liam's story is his defiance. Standing up to the figure and walking through its space might have been the key to breaking its hold. Or, as Liam suggested, the entity might have stretched itself too thin, unable to sustain its power after repeated encounters. What remains is the lingering mystery of the third floor. If you visit the pub today, you might find it, just as Liam described, warm, inviting, and bristling with life. But somewhere behind a locked door or in the reflection of a mirror, the grinning man might still be watching, waiting for his next opportunity to be seen. And so, we leave you with a question. What would you do if you found yourself face to face with something that shouldn't exist? Would you run, or would you stand your ground? Thanks for listening. Until next time, stay curious and stay safe.
Want more real ghost stories from real people? Then press subscribe now. We're dropping new ghost stories every single day. This is Into the Paranormal with Tony Bruschi.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at kosai.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.25 billion back to our customer owners over the last 8 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.